You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Hopefully I get a bed going as well, so we're not completely naked.
All right, there we go. Cool. Today, I am playing with one of my favorite rums. It's just one best rum in a couple
big
competitions.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's sort of like, there's a couple sort of big events that happen for us bartenders. One of them is called Tales of the Cocktail,
right?
And it got best rum at that.
It looks like a golden rum. It reminds me of like an Appleton's shade of rum.
But it's a pineapple rum.
Caribbean.
Yeah, it's freaking amazing.
Shit, that sounds great.
So basically what they do is they take the skin off and they ferment it with the sugarcane juice.
Oh, dude. Pineapple is like one of the best fruits.
So good.
We shouted out pineapple a lot on the show, and rightly
so.
We do,
actually. It's like the best. Anyway, they do a whole bunch of cool things to make this amazing rum happen. I use it a lot.
And it's local.
No? Yeah.
You don't know?
No, it's definitely not local.
Oh, right.
It's made in the Caribbean taken to France.
Shit.
Where it's redistilled and barreled or rebarreled there.
Sucks when a product's doing more traveling than most people were.
Yeah,
that's
but
a bummer.
It gets to go into...
your body.
Yeah. It gets to go into French oak that's been used.
Ah, I see.
And it just changes the flavor quite a lot. It's delicious. So what I'm doing is I'm taking a hint from the weather, and we're going to make a tiki cocktail.
Nice. I've got a lovely purple tiki cup there.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. Check it out. Actually, it's on Facebook as well.
Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter for what's up. Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry, minus the John right now.
We heard him, though.
Yeah, he's sounding a bit down. There's no
there's
snow.
There's no sun.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. It looks like he's living in an episode of Fargo and or the movie. I've got to smell that rum, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. You got to stand in. So I've done 60 mils of that, which is two doubles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. It smells like you could actually just kind of sip on it. That's dangerous.
Yeah, no, you can't. That's the,
responsibly.
That's the amazing part about it.
Man, it smells so good.
I've done 30 mils of fresh pressed lemon juice, and now I'm putting 60 mils of mango juice.
Oh, that actually mango close second to pineapple.
Getting all tropical. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some Bitterman's hopped grapefruit bitters to cut through all that a little bit.
That stuff is not to be played with, but you just put a decent dousing in there.
Put it on your tongue again.
It's strong.
All right. Oop. Such sultry tunes.
I feel
actually
like
goes perfectly with the pineapples. I'm so happy about this right now. All right. Now we carefully dump it into here. And then...
Is this at all like pina colada-y? If you put cream in that, would it be a pina colada yet?
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll come up and do a real pina colada. Maybe next week, actually.
I think actually, yeah, good, whatever.
I probably
think...
Look at
the
giant straw I bought for you.
Ah, it's nice. Like,
all right, there we go. And serve.
Right on.
So I'll go through the ingredients again. We had 60 mils of the plantation pineapple, 30 mils of fresh-pressed lemon juice, preferably Meyer lemons if you can get them.
What does that mean?
It's a type of lemon. It's okay. A little bit sweeter. Okay. It's sort of like lemonade lemons. Mm-hmm. I think we've had this conversation before as well. Then I'm using Ceres Organic Mango Magic fruit juice. It's like quite thick and delicious. Then I'm using 60 mils of that. But like good 10 drops of the Bitterman's hopped grapefruit, and then 90 mils of the chi, ginseng, and ginger.
That's what buzzes every drink out. This is nice though. I like it. This is totally big middle finger up to the sun.
Nice and strong. That's the point.
That's lovely.
Yeah, you only have to make yourself one every hour or so. Fun.
It's strong, sip slowly.
Yeah,
otherwise
don't scull it. Awesome.
Mm. Oh man, damn it, I used reggae last week. What musical genre is this? I mean, obvious is Calypso. But
could go a bit ska, like
yeah,
curly.
Yeah,
that sort of crossovery.
It's quite strong. Yeah. Maybe some real dank.
I love the pondering.
Yeah,
if you guys could see his face, it's like deep contemplation as he's staring into the eyes of the tiki.
Which musical genre is this drink, eh? Maybe it's actually, it's kind of ballady in a sense, like, you just imagine like a really fat white person drinking this on holiday, like myself.
Poolside.
It's a Calypso ballad. For sure.
Calypso ballad. All right. I'll take that.
I'm sure there's one of those out there.
Your mission is to find one for next week.
Hey, thank you kindly to Red Bar. Will you be serving these at Red Bar? How many tiki cups do you even have? How many tiki cups does one man have?
We have a few, but we've only
got three
that are in circulation.
Do you kind of look people in the eye and like, you bring that back, mate?
Actually a spiel, which is that if you take this outside, I will kill you. If you steal it, I will track you down and kill you. The best thing you can do is sit right in front of me and drink this. And if you go to the toilet, you leave your drink here.
Yeah.
Riot act.
All right, man. Fantastic.
Cool. Rock and roll. Thanks to Chi. Thanks to Plantation Rum for lending us some delicious pineapple. Thanks to BFM for having us up.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. Me as well.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.